Depression is an extremely common illness in modern times. Treatment typically prescribed for it fails completely to understand the causes of it, therefore only ever acts upon the consequential and symptomatic sides of the affliction. The blame for the enormous rise in depression lies with the type of society we have built. Through our efforts to avoid real struggle and bring about a material paradise for all, we have turned human life into a turgid, pointless experience, where the means to live have been turned into an end themselves and are now the only end we seek. Like people, no one decision anyone can make is of any greater consequence or value than any other. Thus, there no longer exists any potential for profound achievement. Our lives acquire no purpose, and we take no satisfaction from being alive. The sheer volume of trivial but meaningless options available is overwhelming. Whilst the inability to find any genuine escape from it all within our immediate surroundings is crushingly dispiriting. Though we are all as uncertain and unhappy as each other, we are conditioned by society to not question the value of what we are told is progress. And so we aimlessly stumble through life, beckoning one another on, pouring scorn on those who exceed our society's arbitrary moral boundaries, and trampling over anything that might actually save us from our misery. Indeed, these are insane times we live in. It's no real wonder at all why so many are depressed. To see this, it is simply a matter of having the courage to face up to reality and call the achievements of modern society into question. But we are losing touch with the reality, and consequently so too with our own selves. The more we lose touch, the more we are entrenched in the mistakes and delusions that abound in this age, and the more depressed we become. To overcome depression, we must overcome the modern mindset and reconnect with reality. To do this, we must first come to grasps with our own unavoidable fate as mortals. Depression is a profound misery that permeates one's entire outlook. One looks upon the world and sees no purposeful order or singularity behind it all, only a number of unconnected things existing by themselves and only for themselves. A person suffering from depression cannot truly be cured with drugs, simply numbed to the agony that they feel. This acts to the benefit of society in the short term, in that another mindless worker is patched up and returned to the workplace, for a little while longer at least. However, it fails to alter the situation that created the depression in the first place. And so, society continues on its unhappy course, growing quietly more and more delusioned, and more out of touch with reality. Modern society upholds a belief in individualism, denying any inherent order beyond what one arbitrarily desires. It is in this that we can begin to see the roots of our depression and understand it as endemic. The very values modern society lays its foundations upon allows isolation, disillusionment, and dissatisfaction to foster within it. Once we have recognized this, we have begun to recognize that an inherent order actually does exist, that nothing exists merely as a chaotic or accidental product of the individual's whim. In times before modern society, man would view existence as a large, singular entity, in which all things, including man and society, interconnected to form a whole. This is similar to the way an organism is seen to operate as a functioning whole, despite comprising of many individually acting parts. Life was but one stop in the journey of existence, one manifestation of a larger process. Death simply a gateway to another form or expression of existence's enormous design. Existence did not begin with the individual's life and end as they died, but was beyond the scope of the individual's lifetime and would carry on after they had disappeared. A person was valued and considered noble if they chose to live for more than the personal satisfaction they could obtain in this lifetime, and put honor, idealism, and the greater good before fear of death.
crying since you went away. You went away. You went away. Thank you.
Death is an inevitable part of life. Regardless of wealth, preference, or popularity, death finds everyone eventually. Living in fear of death limits what a person can accomplish in their lifetime. To accept death need not mean fatalism, if one views existence as the ancients did, and not in a materialistic, individualistic sense that we now do. We can overcome depression in ourselves by finding meaning to our lives, meaning gained by recognizing the place we have within the vast spiritual body that encompasses all of existence. Through this, we can come to understand what is and isn't worth spending our lives obsessing over, and find peace within ourselves, even when the world is going insane around us. Just as depression cannot be cured by treating the symptoms alone, neither can society be healed by acting only upon what occurs as the consequence of a deeper problem. The endemic way in which modern society makes our lives a misery can only be fixed by changing the values we have undertaken and setting them in accordance not with unrealistic musings like equality or with heedless materialistic ambitions, but with an acceptance of a transcendent reality that exists above what we as humans desire and are likely to perceive in the immediate term. Thank you.